Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And in this one, I actually wanted to answer a question that an individual asked me through email. And she basically, the gist of the question was, why do INFJs leave or want to leave or have this desire to leave their closest relationships? And it's quite interesting because, I mean, if you look at my life, I'm living 10,000 miles or whatever it might be away from my family, who's in Canada, and I'm in Bali. And, you know, my other extended family is in India, still not, I mean, it's not so far from Bali, but still far enough that I don't go visit them often. I live here by myself. I'm not, you know, sometimes they come visit, my sister came to visit and all that, but mostly I spend a lot of time on my own. And it's fascinating because Balinese people are very much about family. I mean, it's their paradigm. It's the first thing that they kind of look at. It doesn't matter anything else. Family is most important. And so they look at me and a lot of other foreigners who are here by themselves, you know, chilling out, doing their thing, completely fine, mostly. And I'm just confused by it. You know, they always ask me, you know, you're here by yourself? I mean, of course, if it's a single man asking me and I'm by myself, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm here with my family. But, you know, in general, people who know me, my landlords and things like that, they're always wondering. She's like, my landlord, Yuli, she's always like, why, how? You're by yourself here? Are you, where's your family? You know, and they're really quite confused by it, which is really confusing to me because I am confused by their situation. You know, they live with their families. They're in like a compound where all their entire extended family lives together. They're always together. They eat together. They do all these ceremonies together, just all the time together. And that sounds suffocating to me. Yeah, so it's interesting how like different people will look at someone else, be like, oh my gosh, I couldn't live like that. And I am very far away from my closest relationships. And even when I have made friends here, they've been temporary. You know, I make friends and then I move on or they move on. You know, it's just the way of being a nomad. And I don't feel anything for it. You know, I don't feel like I'm missing out in any way. And when this person sent me this question, I was interested and I started kind of analyzing the situation. And I would say the essence of it, and this is just my opinion, of course, so you might have a different opinion, and please let me know what your thoughts are on this. I believe the reason why INFJs run away from their closest relationships and relationships in general is because relationships are intense. They bring an immense amount of intensity to our lives. Not only intensity in a good way, but drama intensity, like, you know, people fighting and squabbling and creating drama in general. I don't know why, but people love to create drama. And we are drama averse. We do not like it. We are phobic of it. We want to run away from it. And intensity, particularly with life, scares the hell out of us because when it's an intense relationship, which all relationships end up being intense in a way that every single time you are with another human being, you're going to have perhaps some conflicts, some interests, some interactions where it's going to get intense. It's just the way it is. That's how it goes. You know, as time goes on and you learn more about the person and you spend more time together, you know each other's quirks, you know each other's buttons, which buttons to push in order to make them happy, which buttons to push to make them sad, upset. And so it's just normal that the more time you spend with a person, the more intense it's going to get. And familial relationships are the most intense out there. I mean, any kind, you know, if you're going to be talking about your family, everyone has a story to tell and everyone has these like things that they say, oh my God, my family is crazy and this and that, you know, because you spend so much time, you've known each other since you were born, your siblings and your family and your parents. And so they know everything about you. You know everything about them. And that creates a situation where it's very easy to push each other's buttons. It's very easy to get into a situation where you, I'm not necessarily saying getting into conflicts, but you just know each other so well that it just gets intense. You know, I hope I don't have to explain it to you. You know what I'm talking about. So in general, when that happens, our first instinct when we're in a close relationship and it starts becoming intense and, you know, it starts getting to a point where we're like, oh my gosh, this is a lot of drama. I'm not able to focus on my work. I want to focus on my projects. I just want to sit by myself in a room and not talk to anyone. But I'm in this relationship, or I have these family members who just keep on bugging me all the time. They're always constantly coming in up in my business. They're trying to poke their head into my stuff. And they're constantly asking me to hang out with them. You know, it's so annoying. And we don't look at it as, oh, they're family, so, you know, we should kind of give them, we should cut them some slack. No, they're exactly the same to us as any other human being out there. If they're getting into our business, if they're, you know, causing us not to work on our projects, if they're taking time away from us, it makes us angry. It makes us upset. It feels like we're being suffocated. It feels like we just want to run away. And so in a lot of cases, that's what happens, is that you'll notice that INFJs, when they get into the situation, will run away. Thankfully, a lot of us don't run away. You know, we actually sit and bear the intensity. Of course, I'm not one to say anything about that. I always run away. But in general, I'm guessing a lot of you are not like that. And you are in relationships and you are with family and it gets intense and dramatic and crazy and you're still there. You're still holding on. Awesome. Good for you. And so I'm not saying it happens all the time, of course. Otherwise, there would be no INFJs in marriages. There would be no INFJs who get into relationships or who have kids, because those are the most intense relationships you can do, right? And those are the most closest relationships you can do. That's why the parent-child relationship for me is something that I've completely avoided, because I know how intense it can be. I know how I'm going to get in that relationship. I'm going to be obsessive. I'm going to be possessive. I'm going to be, you know, like constantly thinking about my child, worrying about them, and I'm probably sure they're not going to like me very much because of that. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I haven't had children. Many other reasons for it. I've done videos on it. But that's one of the main reasons that I know that I would not be a good mother, because I know how I get in very close relationships. And I know that I'm not a very good daughter or a good sister. I do the best I can. And, you know, if you ask my family, my parents will probably say that I'm an okay daughter. My sister, my brother might say that I'm an okay sister. But I know, because, like, I know how I behave and I know how I'm in relationships. I know that I'm not good at them. And I know that I'm not good at close relationships. So that's why I've kept most of my relationships very superficial. Of course, that's not a good thing. I'm not saying this is the way you should do things as well. And if you're doing it already, please stop or try to stop. It's not a good way to live. You know, we're constantly skimming on the surface of life, because as soon as it gets a little bit intense, you know, someone comes into our life, we really like them, and we get, you know, we're like, oh my gosh, I really like this person, and we feel that intensity rising, we want to run away. As soon as our family member, something happens to them, you know, they're sick or they're going through something and that intensity rises, we want to run away. Or, you know, there's like fights between family members, as always, my family fights a lot. And so there's, you know, yelling and screaming. And what do I want to do when that happens? I don't want to deal with all that stuff. I just want to run away. I want to go to a cafe and work on my book or be away from this madness. So in general, it's also because I spend a lot of my time being a mediator. And that's partly one of the reasons why I ran away, because I'm like, I've done this for 30 years already. I've been a mediator for you and your fights all of this time. I'm sick of it. I'm done with that. I'm not giving you that energy anymore. So that's partly a lot of it as well, is that, you know, every INFJ has their own reason. And for me, it's also because this intensity is just like, they want to bring drama into their life constantly. They're never happy, my family members. Never, never. I'm talking about my parents and my extended family. Never happy, constantly fighting, constantly bickering about things, constantly worried about money. Just intense, intense, intense about everything in a negative way. And no matter what happens to them, they might win the lottery and they'll still be crying about something stupid. And so in general, you know, I don't want to deal with that nonsense, because I know how I am and I'm an empath, so I'll pick up on that energy very quickly and then I'll start feeling bad. And I don't want to do that. I work very hard to raise my frequency and to remain at this high level. And it's so difficult when they're constantly pulling me down and I'm just like, I can't do it anymore. And so that's when I leave, right? And so, of course, as I said, every INFJ's reason is going to be different. You know, perhaps you were dealing with an alcoholic father or an abusive mother when you were younger or whatever it might be. And now you're like, I'm done with familial or close relationships because they always suck me dry. Or, you know, you have a lot of narcissistic people in your family and you're just like, I can't deal with narcissistic people. They're just so, like, they're energy vampires and they only take. And so maybe that's why you're like, I don't want to do close relationships. There's so many reasons for it. But it's basically to do with intensity and drama. Whenever we get into relationships or we have relationships that bring too much intensity, too much drama, we run away. I have a couple of friends who do not bring any drama into my life. They're pretty chill, serene people. Whenever something happens to them, they're able to deal with it in a very positive, calm fashion. And so I like being around those people. I'm not saying that everyone has to be like that. Of course, that's the reason why we live in this world and it's beautiful. Everyone's different. Everyone deals with things differently. But what I don't like is the constant drama. Every single day is a drama. Every single day is some kind of fight. Every single day something new happens and they want to deal with it and fight about it and cry about it. And it never stops. There's not even a moment of respite. And that is what I can't handle. I'm just like, okay. Can we just have one day where we don't have a fight, where we don't start crying about something, where we don't make a drama out of something? Why can't we just have one peaceful day? And so that's why I'm here in Bali, because I can have more than one peaceful day. And I don't have to constantly be dealing with their drama and their intensity. Literally, if you saw my text messages, every single day there's a new thing happening. And a lot of it's actually like self-created. And that's the problem, is that a lot of this drama is like, oh, there is no drama. Let me create something because I'm bored or whatever it might be. So that's what we do not like. And that's one of the reasons, main reasons we run away from these kind of close relationships. I hope the person who asked the question, I hope I answered your question. And as I said, every INFJ is going to have a different reason for it. But this is what I found primarily, because we hate drama. We are afraid of intensity. And we also get tired, and because we're empathic, we get tired of all of this nonsense very quickly. If you have questions about this, let me know. If you want to share your stories or your family drama with us, please let us know as well in the comments below. Again, thank you for listening. I really appreciate you all, and I shall see you in the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.